The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood REI and welcome our guest, strong and powerful Dave Dubow. Dave, are you ready to do this?
Ready to rock and roll, George. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Dave is the owner of Results Enterprise, Inc. He's helping real estate investors create a consistent flow of investors and capital to fund new deals with a proven system. Dave, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, well, personal life, I don't know how deep you want to go there, George, but basically I'm originally from a small town way up in northern British Columbia, so I'm kind of a redneck from the sticks. After graduating from university way back when in 1990 with a completely useless degree in psychology, I said, why don't I travel around and see a bit of the world, because quite frankly, nobody has pounded down my door with job offers. So traveled around Mexico and Central America for 2.5 years. Fell in love with Costa Rica, ended up deciding to plant my flag down there as a young guy, about age 23. I said, hey, this looks like a fun place. Why don't I start a business? Now, I had no clue. I was down about $1,000 was about all I had. So I started a language training company down there, met my wife, got married, had kids. So I lived in and worked in Costa Rica for 10 years. Then our kids got to be around school age. And we decided, you know, as great as Costa Rica is, I think there's more opportunities if we come back to North America. So we scrapped everything, came back home, left a very nice lifestyle because, you know, down in Latin America, even with like a middle-class lifestyle, you can have live-in maids and gardeners and live in a gated community and this kind of stuff that's a little bit more challenging back home. So 2003, moved back, started all over again from scratch. I was like, okay, what am I going to do? Right? Because I've been gone so long, I didn't have bad credit. I had zero credit. I was in a new community, so I didn't have any contacts. I've been self-employed so long, I was pretty much unemployable. And then, George, I saw one of those late night infomercials. You ever seen those?
Sure.
You too can get rich in real estate with little or no money down. I said, that's great, because that's about what I've got. So I set away for that course, got it. And my first little kick at the can with real estate investing was doing 18 creative deals in 18 months in and around the small city of Kamloops, British Columbia, where I live. And that's kind of how I got started with real estate. Fast forward a couple of years, got on board with an up-and-coming guru up here, kind of the Canadian version of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and became the marketing guy for his companies because I had a pretty strong background in marketing for myself. Helped him grow that to from 2 employees to 128 and 7 branch offices, about $200 million a year in revenues. So I was there for about 6 years, in and out of real estate investing, tried my hand at doing client first rent home deals for a while. That was okay. That's when I started raising capital, failed miserably at it at first, as quite a few people do. And then, tried the whole cold calling, dialing for dollars, networking, schmoozing, spamming people. None of that worked. George, surprise, surprise. So then I kind of cracked the code on what I call my 5-step money partner formula. And since then, I raised quite a bit of money for my own deals and helped other people raise a lot of money for their deals as well. So that's a snapshot. That's kind of what I'm up to these days. That's the main focus of our company is, you know, as far as real estate investing, I'm a passive investor these days. I realized a while ago I suck at managing tenants and toilets, so I'd rather not do that. But I still love real estate, so I do it on a passive side.
Nice. Well, I appreciate all that. So grew up way up north in British Columbia. Like, how many people are we talking here, Dave?
You really want to know? When I grew up there, there was about 600 people in my village. That's what it was. Since then, it has ballooned up to about 1,100 people. Just crazy growth.
Baby boom, right? Nice. Okay. And then you were sort of an early adopter to Costa Rica because now it's very popular.
It was popular even back then,
It
Georgia.
was.
It's big, big, big time popular, that's for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So beautiful
Nice.
country, lovely place. Yeah, highly recommended.
All right. Awesome. All right. And so tried all these different things, bought a system from an online or late night infomercial.
Yeah, that
Didn't
was
this.
before online stuff, man. That
Yeah.
was, I still remember I got the binders, and I think there's VHS cassettes and stuff like
Yeah.
that. It was a
Doing the
while
whole
ago.
thing.
Yeah.
So walk me through or tell me a little bit more about this 5-step process or formula. What is it? You talked about cold calling, dialing for dollars.
Yeah.
That I totally understand how that's flawed. What how were you able to sort of find a process that worked?
Yeah, good question, George. So basically, after I failed miserably and lost a really good deal because I didn't have the capital lined up first, through our pain we learn, hopefully. I definitely did. And then I gave my head a shake and I said, why the hell am I trying all of this old school salesy type stuff when I'm not good at it? And that's not doesn't come naturally to me. And I don't want to get good at that, to be perfectly frank with you, because everything was about, hey, get better at dialing for dollars, get better at networking and schmoozing, get better at, manipulating people and whatnot. And I said, why don't I just try some marketing? So first of all, I had a couple of epiphanies. First thing was, I'd always heard this thing, find a good deal and the money will find you. Have you ever heard that?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll say BS to that. That's what I say, George, BS to that, because I flopped miserably with that. Find a good deal, the money will find you if you've got your investors lined up ahead of time, then it works. So that was my first goal. I don't want to be chasing after investors once I've got a deal. Let's get our investors lined up first, and then we can go finding deals, negotiating harder, all that kind of good stuff. So the question becomes, how do we get these investors lined up first? So first epiphany was, let's start with people that we already know, right? People we have that pre-existing relationship with. Because in order for somebody to invest 50, 100, 150 grand with you, chances are they need to know you, like you, and trust you with their money. Would you agree?
Sure.
Yeah. So we focus on people that we already have that pre-existing relationship with. They already know you. Hopefully they already like you. Now we just got to work on the trust factor. So that simplifies things a lot. So step number one of the whole process is create a target group, ideally of 150 to 200 people that you already have that pre-existing relationship with, and let's start there. But let's do it smarter. So don't do like I did, where you start picking up the phone and, MLM style, just pitching everybody on your deals, right? Nobody likes that. So the intermediary step there, George, is break the ice first. Reconnect with people on a personal level before you start talking business. So when I had that first fiasco with raising money and I just spammed everybody I knew, that was the only thing that I saw that started getting a little bit of traction until I started reading the replies I was getting from people. And I said, Dave, dude, I haven't heard from you in 5 years. One guy hadn't heard from me in 18 years, George. All right. And here you are, hit me up for cash. Take a hike, right? So we want to skip that. Don't do that. So reconnect with people on a personal level first. How do you do that? You can actually kind of automate this to a certain degree. If you do like a simple, what we recommend is a little 3-step email campaign, kind of like catching people up on what you've been up to the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. You want to get fancy pants, include a little video in there, 3 or 4 minutes. And send that out by email and just ask people to respond back to you and let you know how they're doing as well. And then have that back and forth email conversation, a little genuine reconnection, because George, quite frankly, there's big bucks in those reconnections. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, it totally makes sense. And that's I think that that's a pretty actionable thing. It's something that I can certainly get my brain around, right? That's probably a big part of this.
Yeah, definitely. So that's kind of the first step. We don't have time to go in depth into all of the
Sure.
steps, but just big picture. Second step is once you've got that list put together, once you've reconnected with people, then the next step is you want to make sure that you're ready to show people what your deals are, right? So if somebody puts up their hand, George, and says, hey, George, you got my curiosity up. What are you doing with real estate? You don't want to go, ah, and look like a
Yeah,
deer
ooh.
in the headlights, right? So you want to be able to show them something. So we recommend a good slideshow presentation. Very, very versatile. You can do that on Skype. You can do it on Zoom. You can do a one-on-one in person, small groups. Very, very effective. So that's step two, create a good investor presentation. Step number three is all about getting the word out. So constant, consistent communication, marketing, in other words, right? So all sorts of different ways to do that. I always recommend start, you know, a core concept for this is have a really good website, ideally a specific website just for communicating with your prospective investors, right? You can put up all your marketing there. Everything comes from it. Everything brings people back to it. And then some of the stuff that's working really well these days, George, is doing electronic newsletters on a regular basis, blog posts, and video logs, short, sweet, little 2 to 4 minute long videos. Again, we got to remember that most of the people in our sphere, you know, they aren't going to be real estate enthusiasts like us. They're going to be regular people. So don't overdo it. Don't over-educate them. Keep it short and sweet. Keep it what I call edutaining. Right? Does that make sense?
It does.
Step number three. Okay. Step number four of the five-step process is the credibility factor. So being seen as an authority in the eyes of your investors. So here's the good news. You don't need to be the next Robert Kiyosaki with a, you know, gazillion selling bestseller, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or anything like that. What we want to focus on, we want to be seen as the authority in the eyes of those 150 to 200 people that we have on our list. That's it. That's all that really matters, right? So different ways to do that. Easy ways, less easy ways. So easy ways, dress the part. When you're meeting with somebody, you're talking with them about investing, dress up, even if it's a Skype meeting or a Zoom meeting, you know, dress up a little bit, show them respect. You'll get respect back from them. Speak intelligently about your real estate investing strategy and your market. Be able to explain it at a Reader's Digest level so that an average 13-year-old can get it. Now, we're not saying our investors are dumb. We just say we want to simplify it, keep it super simple for them. Other things you can be doing, electronic newsletters, video logs, all these kind of things. We want to get top of mind, stay top of mind with people. And for creating that authority, you know, get interviewed on podcasts, start your own podcast, write a book. That's one of the things we do with our clients is with our VIP clients, we do a co-authored book with them. Nothing says authority like being an author. So there's all sorts of different things that you can do to create that authority. And then last but not least, the fifth step, once you've got one or two, and even just one or two investors on your roster, on your bench, you can get a lot more of them. You can start the snowball effect with getting really good video testimonials. And the second thing is getting warm introductions to their sphere, because they tend to know other people who could also invest with you. And that just helps you skip to the front of the line.
Yeah. So
that's a very, very condensed version of this whole five-step process, George. I've written a whole book about the whole thing. We do a whole full-day workshop on the whole thing, but that kind of gives you the gist.
Nice. I appreciate that. How long does it, well, is there a way to sort of figure that out? I imagine that it's going to be very dependent on everybody. And I suppose you have to have deals ready to go once you have the investors. It's one of those things that's probably always sort of moving.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So what I always recommend, George, is it's way better to have more investors scrambling for your deals than not having enough investors and too many deals. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
My recommendation to people is always be raising capital. Always be looking for deals and always be raising capital. They go hand in hand. Is it always going to line up perfectly? Probably not. That's called life. Mm-hmm. At least in my experience, very rarely does life always line up perfectly, but that doesn't stop us from living it, right? So always be doing this capital raising, always be doing your marketing, always be looking for deals at the same time.
Yeah. Who is this not a good fit for? It's not going to work for everybody, right?
It's not going to work for people who have absolutely zero real estate knowledge or experience, right? So who this works perfectly for are those what I call mom and pop investors who've hit the wall. They've self-financed their first deal or two. They run out of cash. They run out of credit. They know what they're doing. They've just run out of money, right? So this is perfect for them. Or at the very, very least, you know, for somebody who at least has taken coaching or training, they know what they want to do in real estate. They know what market they want to be in. They want to know what strategy they want to do. They got a really good understanding of all of that. Then this will work for them. But again, if you're just getting started and this is the first time you've ever heard about real estate investing, go get the basic education first.
Yeah, appreciate that. And then what kind of deals are we talking about here? Is it probably works for just about anything?
Yeah, you know what? I think what I've just outlined for you and your audience, this is the absolute best way for any real estate entrepreneur who can use other people's money, who can use other people's credit to grow their portfolio. This is the best way to get started, right? Eventually, you're going to hit the ceiling. You're going to hit the wall within your sphere, and you're going to have to start looking outside of it. However, I firmly believe that all of us have access to at least $1 million in capital within those relationships we already have. So let's get the low-hanging fruit first before you start charging off trying to find, cold leads as investors. Because that's a very difficult thing to do, George, right? Because you have to, you're trying to start a relationship right from scratch. So you need to get a little bit of a track record. You need to have some deals, some investors under your belt. And this, as far as I'm concerned, is the best way to get started.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that very much. So, and is this for single family?
Oh, this, we've got clients doing this, single family homes, BRRRR strategies, self-storage facilities, tax liens, tax deeds, multifamily, smaller multifamily, even in larger multifamily, commercial, pretty much flips, rent-to-own deals, pretty much you name it. Anywhere that you need capital to do a real estate deal in the free world, this can work for you.
Love it. Nice. Perfect. Well, Dave, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Persistence. I don't know if it's a different from what you've heard before, but here's the trick. This is where I see the biggest difference between those that succeed and those who fail. The bottom 80% of real estate entrepreneurs versus the top 20%. It's that persistence, right? Always, moving forward, not letting hiccups like pandemics and political unrest stop you. Just if you have to change paths, that's fine, but you just persist. Keep on going.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on. Got to keep moving. Dave, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Well, you know what? I think probably the easiest thing to do is, can I give your folks a copy of my book, at least a PDF version?
Awesome.
That'd be all right.
For sure.
This is called The Money Partner Formula. You can get it at investorattractionbook.com. Investorattractionbook.com. I'll trade it to you for free, well, almost for free, in exchange for your name and your email address. And that'll bring in my world. And then if you're interested in finding out more about that, we can help you out there.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Dave your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to investorattractionbook.com, pick up a free copy of that PDF, and get started. Thanks again, Dave.
My pleasure. Thank you, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.